You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The Wausau Ethics Board will move forward with their investigation into a complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. The complaint was filed in January and claimed Denny's removal of an absentee ballot box last year from City Hall violated the City Ethics Code. At a meeting last week, the board rejected requests to postpone the hearing again. The hearing is scheduled for this Friday, over a year since Denny moved the drop box. Board Chair Calvin Dexter said one witness, who was subpoenaed to appear at the Friday hearing, requested to be excused from the hearing because they have plans for the holiday weekend.
I'm not very open to the idea that we should have another delay here. You know, I think it's time to get this thing dealt with.
Dexter says the witness claims they were not given sufficient notice of the hearing.
I mean, that's not to say we couldn't or shouldn't have gotten the new subpoenas out earlier, but I don't think there was any great surprise here to anyone.
Special Counsel Eric Larson confirmed that the mayor's attorney and an attorney who represents city employees scheduled depositions for City Attorney Ann Jacobson and City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi regarding the complaint. Dexter confirmed they still wanted the depositions.
The board appreciates those attorneys proceeding in good faith to accomplish the depositions at long last.
Both Jacobson and Bernardi had previously refused to sit for depositions due to an ongoing criminal investigation into the ballot box removal by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The depositions were scheduled for yesterday. The board also confirmed the list and order of witnesses that will appear on Friday, including Wausau Police Chief Matt Barnes and City Council President Lisa Rasmussen. The board also plans to deliberate in a closed session on October 15th at 4:30 p.m. before reconvening in an open session to discuss their next steps. No more pennies at Quick Trip. Connie Feldman has more.
The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan bill into law on Friday in an effort to crack down on the potential misuse of artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 targets the use of artificial intelligence to create or share explicit photos of a person generated without their consent. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation and prohibits publishing an artificially generated representation of an identifiable person with the intent to harass or intimidate them, and expands the crime of representations depicting nudity. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards on Thursday. The forever chemicals have become a troublesome issue across the state as municipalities seek to remove them from their drinking water. The rule change considered last week would bring the state's PFAS standards in line with the Environmental Protection Agency standards. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. The village of Cronenwetter has a new village administrator. According to a statement, Shawano County Administrative Coordinator James Davil accepted an offer last week to take on the village administrator role. Davil served in the Shawano County administrative role since 2021. Previously, Davil served as the county's emergency management coordinator for 3 years and for 30 years in the U.S. Army. The National Alliance on Mental Illness Northwoods is hosting the Healing Minds Art Show this week. Starting on Thursday at 2202 Grand Avenue in Wausau, the organization is hosting community art projects and exhibits. Food trucks will be available and the event is free to attend. The event is from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and runs from Thursday to Saturday, which will feature a book signing with Cody Green, the author of Minds Over Meetings, A Personal Perspective on Wellness in the Workplace. He is a mental health advocate, motivational speaker, and content creator, and serves as vice president of the board of directors of NAMI Wisconsin. The Marathon County Humane Society is holding two low-cost vaccination clinics in October. On Saturday, veterinarian Dr. Jennifer Prince from the Wausau Mobile Pet Hospital will provide and administer vaccines for cats and dogs, including rabies vaccines. Dog owners will also be able to have their furry friends vaccinated against Lyme disease, leptospirosis, and kennel cough. Appointments are required and can be made by calling 715-573-8680. Payment in cash only. For information on prices, visit catsanddogs.org under the Events tab. Another clinic will be held on October 21st. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best-of-five series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500, and then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3 on homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3 on homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two new releases cracked the top five at the box office over the weekend. Taylor Swift had the number one album in the country after the official release party of A Showgirl dropped on October 3rd. She also has the number one film in America with her 89-minute feature-length film, Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl. The other film debuting was a bit of a disappointment numbers-wise. Despite getting a rousing standing ovation that lasted several minutes at the Cannes Film Festival, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's The Smashing Machine was a bit of a box office dud, opening with just $6 million. The former wrestler got lots of praise for his performance. Maybe it will have legs. Paul Thomas Anderson's critically acclaimed One Battle After Another slipped to number two in its second week after opening number one. The film brought in a little over $11 million for a drop-off of less than 50%, which is impressive. Don't be surprised if opening number one next week is a video of Taylor Swift just doing household chores. Even though she said no to performing at the Super Bowl halftime show, Taylor Swift is on top again as her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, dropped on October 3rd and went right to number one. If that weren't enough, Swift also has the number one movie in America with her 89-minute video celebrating the release of her new album called Taylor Swift, the official release party of A Showgirl. Saturday Night Live season 51 kicked off this past weekend and pulled no punches in going after the president after Trump's stunt last week in front of over 800 military higher-ups, which included a lecture about facial hair and maintaining a reasonable weight. During the skit, James Austin Johnson, who played Donald Trump, told those in the sketch not to go too far or they would face consequences. They went pretty far. It's worth a Google. When Entertainment Weekly asked the White House for a statement, spokeswoman Abigail Jackson said she had more entertaining things to do, like watching paint dry. Or maybe something even less exciting, like a president's speech to military generals. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune in tonight. Nightlight with with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. Plenty of sunshine for today with high temperatures in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight, chilly, lows near 30, some widespread frost developing. That frost will hang around early on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with highs near 60. Right now, it's 42.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.